Welcome back, guys. DG Aslan came away. Happy Friday. Celebrating my birthday by being at work.
Oh, boy. At least you're not bitter.
That's what you do.
But we're your friends.
Yes, yeah, we are here to give you cake and a card.
You're my only friends.
That's not true.
That is not true.
Nope.
We had a giant burger for lunch.
What kind of giant burger?
Giant burger.
2 pounds.
What?
And a tray full of fries.
What's happening?
They cut the burger into 4 pieces, and none of us could finish our piece.
Wow, really?
Yeah, Maggie
O'Brien's. Oh, Maggie O'Brien's. That's really nice.
If you eat it in 30 minutes, you get it for free and you get a t-shirt. But only one person's
done. Yeah, one person has to eat it, not all 4 people.
And Andrew?
It wasn't me.
Okay.
I wasn't the one person.
He didn't even finish his quarter.
That's what I mean. You couldn't finish the quarter.
No, it's a half a pound of meat.
Well,
and it's like
I feel like
solid.
I might be able to do that.
It's solid.
There we go.
It's solid meat.
Bet.
The meat was too much for the bun, even. Like, it was hanging off.
Oh, okay.
It was hanging off the sides.
I'm going to pretend like that makes a difference.
It just sounds so bad.
Yeah. Sounded dirty.
Mm. The meat.
We also had chicken wings, so I think that made it harder to
That makes sense.
Finish the burger.
I had a lot of those wings, too.
And fries.
I had like
fries.
4 of them. And I had
their fries are really
fries.
Good.
Mm, yeah, they are.
Hmm. Yeah, they've really
solid
changed
restaurant.
Maggie's. Wouldn't have recognized it.
It was nice. I think that's the first time I'd been there since the remodel.
Yeah, it was for me.
Yeah.
You haven't been there in a long time.
And we
time.
Sat at the exact same table where Andrew was sitting when he refused to acknowledge us when he was having lunch with a friend once.
I think
what?
I think you guys were in that table, and I think I was farther
nope, I remember
on the other
it.
Side.
Mm. I was like, is that Andrew? Rachel's like, yeah. He's with Doug or Marty.
Todd.
Or
Todd.
I'm like, oh. Maybe he'll introduce us. Then he kept doing this too. He'd look over at us and then look away real quick.
No.
Yeah.
Why, Andrew?
I thought they wouldn't want to talk to me or my friend. I thought they'd be annoyed if I was like,
yeah.
Hey guys, it's Todd.
Sounds like us.
That's
monsters.
That's how we are.
And I didn't want them to be annoyed.
We'd just been with you 8 minutes before then.
Oh dear.
Oh, I hope he doesn't try to talk
and
to
just
us.
Don't acknowledge us in public.
That's so funny.
Don't make us hurt you and Todd's feelings.
And I was like, ooh, I handled that great. And then later they were like, why didn't you say hi to us?
And
that really hurt our feelings. And I was like, no!
This is kind of weird. Nick and I had dinner on Wednesday night at Fraser's Brown Bag.
I love it.
And as we're eating, Braxton Payne, who does the show all the time, who works with Nick, came walking by with his baby on his back. And we're like, oh, it's Braxton. Hey. And today we're eating, and Braxton comes walking by.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
No baby, though.
He had his friend on his back.
Well, that seems normal. Huh. Mm-hmm. I still think I could eat a quarter of one giant two-pounder. Really?
So it's a half pound.
We have a picture of the burger
yeah.
you can look at.
It's a half pound of burger with the, you know, the bun is a thick
Do I have to
bread.
Eat the bun?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, all right. I can't do that. That's
the
only reason.
You could eat a
the
half pound
reason?
Of beef, though?
I think I could.
With like fries? Like, and fries, too?
Not fries. Just the meat.
Oh. I think we probably could have done that.
It was all the extra stuff that got you. All right. Fair enough.
There's lettuce on there, you know. Just
we had a beautiful calories. Bigfoot cake from MacArthur's, and it's really dark icing. And I said, be careful, because if you eat it, your teeth will be stained like purple.
Yeah.
And we were going to do that and then go scare everyone at 97.1.
Oh, yeah. That'll get people.
Mm-hmm. You know how Oogie Reardon gets.
Well, sure. He's a new grandfather. You could freak him out easier.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Grandpa Mark.
And, that's awesome.
His grandson's name is awesome. It is Idris James
Reardon. Fancy.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was impressed by that. You can call him Dodo. That's what they're going to use for.
That's a long way from
that's what I call
their name.
That's what I call Reardon.
Yeah, see, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Call him Dodo. He loves that.
That's weird. Like, I'm 60 today. That's plenty old to be a grandfather. I don't think I'm very close to it yet, but it'll be great when it happens. But Reardon doesn't seem old enough to be a grandfather.
He would love to hear you say that.
Oh, yeah? Is it bothering him a little
bit?
Yeah,
I think so.
One of the first things, this, I guess it could be happenstance, because I do get on my TikTok, I get a lot of therapy stuff and, you know, soft stuff. Not a lot of like, look, the rooster's fighting the bear. But the very first thing I saw this morning on TikTok was, you start dying at 63.
Well, that's happy.
Yeah. And it was a doctor. And they're like, you know, a lot of people think they're just going to live until they're 85. Then they're just going to drop dead. That's not the way it is. You actually start dying at 63. I'm like, what the hell?
Just keep that one to yourself, Doc.
Yeah. Thank go outside you. And practice falling down, you piece of crap. I got 3 good years.
Don't you technically start dying as soon as you're born?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think pretty much the process starts there.
I guess you actively start.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But well, still, he could just keep that to himself.
Is he trying to sell you something? Like, I've got the cure for that.
They weren't selling anything, but their knowledge, but, you know, they're trying to get
Yeah, he's like, come on
likes.
Into our practice. We'll make you not die.
What have you?
We'll make you not die.
That's a pretty good line. I might go for that one.
Keep people from dying. Razor's Edge?
Absolutely. Let me get it pulled up here. I'm sorry. I forgot that this was the Razor's Edge segment, but this is a fun one. I saw this on Reddit and I thought this would be quite entertaining to go through, especially with the guys, because this is a study that was done. A bunch of women were surveyed and asked what were the most and least attractive male hobbies to women out of a list of 74 hobbies.
Mm. Ooh.
So anyone want to guess what some of the most attractive hobbies you can have as a man would be to a woman?
Magic.
Magic the Gathering, okay. Number That's one.
Video games.
Magician
ship. It is not number one. Oh, my gosh.
Crying. What would be the happy?
Crying and playing magic. I'm
trying to think of what would
the
be considered.
The famous crying magician.
Andrew's like, arguing with Chris Ronji, I think.
Car racing.
Yeah, car racing.
It's got to be up there.
Triathlete.
Show me car racing.
You know, I actually don't see car racing on here.
Oh, my Lord.
Bummer.
Fishing?
I don't see fishing.
I bet golfing's not well regarded.
It's not on the bottom.
Oh,
so I have the top and the bottom here. So let's start at the top. Reading is one of the most attractive things you can do as a man to attract a lady.
That's not a hobby. That's just a thing you have to do to live.
To learn things.
No, I don't think you're getting it.
I think it's also a hobby when you're reading novels and other such things.
What about buying books?
Buying books and not reading them? Yeah. That's actually above
books?
Number one.
Oh, good.
What?
That's one plus.
I would really intrigue the ladies
that's
then.
That's one plus.
Infinity percent is having books.
Having books.
Yes.
So I own these books I've never cracked, but I'm sure they're good.
Foreign languages, learning foreign languages. The ladies love that. Playing an instrument.
Oh, there you go, Dave.
Yeah.
You play more than one, too, so
I was going to say, so far, this doesn't seem worth it. Reading and learning a foreign language.
I think you're going to serenade us then, right?
Or you're gonna play
us something nice, and we'll fall in love with you.
I've had that happen so many times.
Have you?
For real?
Really?
Yeah. When you know, because you sing and play guitar, and women are like, "Oh, you have to sing me sometime." I'm like, "It's not gonna go the way you think."
It's weirder.
Go.
See,
it's gonna be awkward, and my voice will crack. And
just come to a show.
Yeah, it's not gonna be the same. It's not.
I'll get you good seats.
Whatever you have in your head,
right?
It's not that.
No.
Woodworking is a big one.
I bet that smells good. I know that's a weird thing
to say.
It's
very manly.
It is very manly. Cooking.
All right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Painting.
They're looking for a man here, right?
Yes. Yeah. Men do all of these things.
I cook.
It also says having your house painted. Very interesting.
Yeah, by painting, they mean like paintings, not just like painting a wall.
Yeah, I think they mean yes.
Because you know, like getting stuff done around the house can be.
It's a plus. Yeah.
Well, speaking of getting things done around the house, gardening is a big one. Swimming. I mean, it's fitness, so that
fitness,
makes sense.
Big time.
Photography, astronomy, hiking, archery, blacksmithing, and traveling. That rounds out.
Wait a minute. Blacksmithing?
Don't say blacksmithing.
Who does blacksmithing as
a
hobby?
I'm just saying that's what's attractive to
women.
They
ask ladies in the Middle Ages, what do you find attractive in a potential mate?
Yeah, we asked some feudal peasants.
Working.
What is the hottest surf hobby?
I have to say, if I'm a woman and I meet someone who I'm wildly attracted to, and they check all the boxes, and then I find out they're a blacksmith, that's a deal breaker.
You guys are missing it. They're going to have a really good upper body physique, right? They're going to be strong, and they're going to be...
So we could just say your hobby is being hot.
Well, no, because they're actually producing something. They are making something.
The ability to craft a blade worthy of the king himself?
They can make
what if they're
jewelry.
Out there making... what if they're out there... a blacksmith?
Yeah.
They make jewelry?
I mean, I'm sure.
They do. That's one of the things you can do as a blacksmith.
I did not know that. I learned something.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, here's the least attractive.
A smithy.
Uh-oh.
Here's the least attractive stuff. Hold on to your hats here, people.
Hold on to your butts. Well,
comic books.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's for sure.
Cosplaying.
Mm. What?
So that's when you like dress up as a character and pretend to be the
yeah.
character.
Yeah, and these are 100% accurate.
Like Star Wars, maybe.
What's wrong with that? I mean, I don't do it, but what's wrong with it?
They don't explain why. They're just saying it's one of the least attractive hobbies.
I would do it. I can't do it because there's no fat characters in anything. So it's like,
what?
I would just look weird.
That cannot be.
Well, like Jabba the Hutt or whatever. But
oh, my gosh. Yeah, let's aim a little higher
Come
than
on.
That.
I don't want to do that. I'm not kidding. I'm being totally serious. Megan wanted to do it one time for something that we were going to because some of her friends were thinking about doing it. And I was like, well, all of these. And she's like, you could do this one or this one or this one. I was like, I would look ridiculous.
Well, does it require tights? Couldn't you wear something?
It just wouldn't, I think, look right.
So you don't want to be like a plus size Han Solo?
Yeah, you can't. I can't be Fat Solo.
Fat Solo.
I can't be Han Duo.
Han Duo. Come on, that was
that's so good.
Here's an interesting one. One of the least attractive hobbies you can have as a man to a woman is debating.
Oh,
yeah. good thing I
struck early.
Just arguably. Women want a smithy who doesn't argue with them.
Yeah. That give me a blacksmith that just never talks.
No, we're not saying that. Just a debater. You don't want to constantly debate.
Cigars is another one. The ladies don't like it.
Really?
Yes. I can get that.
Don't like the smell, I guess, is going to be the main thing.
Terrible.
Don't want smoke in their eyes and all that stuff. Clubbing. Don't go clubbing.
That's a hobby.
My hobby is clubbing.
Wow.
I feel very attacked.
No, no, not you. I'm saying the people that are answering.
Shut up, Rachel.
You're just reading, Rach.
Marijuana is listed as a hobby that is one of the least attractive things you can do.
Huh.
Funko Pop.
Well, yeah
that's probably right.
Yeah.
All right, help me out.
Even I, as a nerd, look at that one and go,
Ngh. Would you guys like to explain Funko Pop?
Funko Pops are these little figurines that all kind of look generically. They're the same shape. They're all the same shape, but they might have different colors or affectations that make them look like the characters from your favorite thing. But they have these very unpleasant dead eyes.
Oh, okay.
Some people are extremely into them. I can't count myself among those.
Okay. There's the Paul Goldschmidt Funko Pop.
Oh, I got you with the wide face.
Yeah. You've seen them. Okay. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I don't want that.
They're very cheap and easy to produce, so every company makes a billion of them.
Let's do two more. Similar to debating, arguing online. If someone asks you what your hobby is and you say arguing online, I'm seriously
again,
worried about you.
I think the people that are giving the answers are just making stuff up as hobbies.
Right.
Just here's what annoys me. We'll
Kevin,
put it
let's
in
be honest with you. Unattractive debating you're doing.
It's a good thing that all of this was, for me, was 30 years ago because none of that was an option.
And the final least attractive thing you can do is gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
They make it look so, like everybody loves it in the movies, though.
Yeah,
right?
What if you're
like,
really good
you
at
got
it?
The husband and the, or the guy and the girl, and they're like, keep putting in all the money on the...
What if you got a sure thing?
Number
though?
9 on the roulette wheel.
Why is he married to Pee Wee's Pig in Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
Let your chat rings out at the station.
223 DGS. You want to do something real? You want to hear the top 20 cereals of all time?
I kind of want to hear about the top 20 cereals of all time, to be perfectly honest.
All right.
Me too.
At number 20, Honey O's.
Yeah.
Remember those? Anyone?
Is that just... Is
wait,
it, is
that's
it knockoff
not...
Honey Bunches of O's?
Here,
that
honey
one?
No, Honey O's.
I got nothing.
What I'm picturing is a Honey Nut Cheerio, but filled in the circle. I think that's what they were.
I thought those were called Honey Bunches of O's.
That's Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oats, Kevin. There's no O.
No, I swear.
Or O's.
Wait, what's that... it called again? I'm going to look
honey...
it up.
Honey... O-H apostrophe S. Honey O's.
They just look like Honey Nut Cheerios to me.
There you go. French Toast Crunch.
Y'all, yeah. That was good.
Had that.
Yeah. Cocoa Pebbles.
Had that. They were awesome. Chocolate milk.
I like the fruity better.
You've never had them, Andrew?
No.
I've never either. I've never had any of these.
Well, I understand from you because you're like a brand cereal guy.
I thought you were going to say because you're old.
That's a brand?
I really did.
No, brand, like Raisin
Bran. Oh, brand.
Brand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotcha.
Wheaties. There's one I recognize.
Yep. I love Wheaties.
That's a good one, but you had to put sugar on it.
Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
No, never had that. That sounds
really
good, though.
Really good.
How are these not still around? Captain Crunch, oops, all berries.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Didn't like berries the berries.
Ever. Berries were always better than the crunch. The crunch made your tongue itch.
I was waiting for the Lucky Charms all marshmallows.
Your tongue itch?
Yeah, I mean, they were, yuck.
Oh, I love Cap'n Crunch.
They cut up the roof of your mouth and
they
made
did
it
a little
totally
bit.
Worth it.
The
See?
Peanut butter one did a little bit, but it was worth it.
Bring it on.
Trix.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty good.
They Silly don't make wabbit. That anymore?
Yeah, these are not discontinued. Just a
oh,
few
I'm
of those
sorry.
I'd
I'm,
never heard. Golden Grahams.
Yep.
Yes.
Honey Smacks.
Yep.
Yes.
Cookie Crisp.
Mm-hmm. But that not for Sue.
Nope.
No.
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp.
Remember, that's all.
Good.
I went to that camp that
oh,
summer
that's
camp.
Right. Was summer camp. Was,
Cookie Crisp summer camp.
It was sponsored by Ralston Purina, used to own that brand of cereal, and that's all they fed us for 5 weeks.
You're the
that
only
sounds
kid,
like heaven.
The only kid
no.
I've ever heard of that went to Kellogg's camp.
Well, I mean, it was a very weird thing.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yep.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
See, there
yep.
you go.
There we
Kevin.
Go.
Lucky Charms.
I love them.
Love them.
Frosted Flakes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Apple Jacks.
Yep. Those are good.
Then the top five, Fruit Loops.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just had them today.
Oreo O's.
Those are so good.
Oh, I never had that. It's good.
Those are ridiculous.
Are they just little cookies?
They're like, they're little chocolate O's, and then they have little frosting bits on them. They're mm-hmm. so delicious.
Never heard of them.
That does sound good.
Introduced in 1997.
Huh.
Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries.
Yep. Mm.
Number two, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And number one cereal of all time, introduced in 1984, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That can't be number one.
It's great, but it's not number one.
You know, I don't like it. I've never had it. I don't like I don't like the ads where they eat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
that
yeah that's
Wait,
weird.
What?
It's really off-putting.
Yeah. Yeah, they really enjoy it, though. Like, it's unpleasant how
I did
much
not know that
having.
Was a thing.
Yeah, they really like eating each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if the 90s were the golden age for much, but I do feel like it was a cereal golden
mm-hmm.
age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Huh. Good times. Yep.
Yep. 2:33 DGS. Happy Friday. Going to be a glorious weekend. I have like 72 tomorrow.
Oh,
down
great.
In the 40s in the morning. I'm taking my shirt off and going for a walk.
Okay.
Go for it.
They can handle it. Look at that 6-year-old blacksmith walking through the neighborhood.
I know. That guy reads.
Look at that. I bet he owns several books he's never read.
That guy never argues
he,
online.
I say, he doesn't even have online accounts, and he never debates people.
Uh-uh.
He could cosplay, but he won't.
He doesn't, yes. And if you did, it would only be Bigfoot.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Littlefoot.
Would it? Would it?
Yeah, Littlefoot. Would be great.
That'd be a juvenile.
I'm a teenager.
Teenage Bigfoot. There's a deal breaker. So I'd like to cosplay as a juvenile Bigfoot.
He just stacked up all those wins and then they all just fell
yeah,
right
then
down.
They just, yeah, they're like, okay, fine. Thanks for everyone who's being nice online about my birthday, commenting. I posted a baby picture today.
Oh, I love it when you do that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going in.
Okay.
Okay.
Fast food news?
Absolutely. So Little Caesars is offering free delivery through September 15th. So for a limited time at participating locations, there's no minimum purchase for the deal, and it covers both the delivery fee and the service fee. So usually the Little Caesars brand charges about $7 for delivery, and now it's free Ooh. As long as you order online. So keep that in mind, everybody.
Isn't it weird how we just get used to things, we just accept them. I understand that there's a price to pay for a product or a service. I get it. I get that someone delivering, you know, bringing you your burrito in a taxi is a service, like DoorDash and Uber Eats and things like that. But I was ordering something the other night, and it was like, just for me, it was fast food. And by the time all the shenanigans were done and the tip, it was like $25.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. It's
yes.
absolutely ridiculous to pay $25 just for a fast food meal for one person. But once you do it, you're just like, oh, okay. That's what it is.
I'll tell you what's really getting ridiculous now. I don't know if other platforms are like this, but with Uber Eats, for the longest time, it was like, oh, you can get priority delivery where they deliver it to you
$2.99
first.
On DoorDash.
Well, now it's $3.99, and the extra dollar just kills me. I'm like, I'm already paying for Uber One, and now I'm paying another $4. Like, when does it end? When you stop taking my money?
Mm.
Or I guess it ends whenever I make
you just jump in your own
stop
restaurant.
You get your butt off the couch and go get it.
Right. That's when you do the wheeler. You just jump in the car and go get it.
California Pizza Kitchen. I said that weird.
Yeah, you did.
I like it.
You said it like Humphrey, like Peter Brady doing Humphrey Bogart. California Pizza Kitchen.
They are debuting a new Nashville-style hot honey pizza.
Hmm.
They're teaming up with Mike's Hot Honey. Anyone in here had the Mike's Hot Honey before?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had it. I ordered it off of Amazon. Mm-hmm. So maybe I got like a, you know how sometimes it's like, am I getting the right brand?
Yeah.
Or is it just a dupe or something? I don't feel like it's that hot. I feel like I'm just using honey.
Hmm.
Did you think it was hot when you used it?
Well, it may not have been Mike's, but,
okay, but
we had,
used a hot
we had
honey.
Pizza with hot honey at Putt Shack.
Uh-huh.
And it was Phoebe's favorite pizza ever. It was really good.
Interesting.
So I did go buy hot honey. I have several honeys. I'm not exaggerating.
Do you know?
I do.
Because you got all those good hobbies.
Phoebe has said, she's like, you have 8 honeys. Why do you have 8 honeys? And I have no answer for that.
They looked good, I guess.
I'm just a sucker for honey. Someone's like, this was made from elderberries. I'm like, well, I must have that.
I need a clip of Dave saying, I have several honeys.
Yes, please.
The Nashville-style hot honey pizza features a pizza topped with hand-battered crispy chicken, ranchito sauce, and fresh mozzarella cheese baked in a oven, then finished with cayenne seasoning, dill pickles, and a drizzle of Mike's hot extra honey.
California Pizza Kitchen is in that category for me. I'm sure you guys have a category like this where I love it.
I
love
too.
The pizza. I like the barbecue chicken salad.
Yes, yes.
But I would never go there.
Really?
What?
I mean, if I were standing next to one, it's not like they're not worthy of me. But if someone said, where do you want to go? It would never come up.
Really?
Oh, that's, no. I will go there.
I will if I know one's near. I won't like seek it out 25 right. miles away or whatever. Yeah.
But that chopped salad and that
barbecue chicken pizza.
Oh, really good.
Man, I went to Schnucks the other day and I got a California Pizza Kitchen.
Those are good in the freezer.
I was so excited for it, and I was telling Kurt, I'm like, we're gonna have California Pizza Kitchen tonight, and he's like, all right, we'll see. But it was so small.
Yeah.
Like the frozen one was so tiny.
Yeah.
Like, oh man,
you need
that
two
was a
of
bummer.
Them for two people.
Yeah. Frozen pizza is underrated.
Oh, I love
most of them
pizza.
Are really good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I eat a lot of frozen.
I love pizzas. A freschetta. A DiGiorno.
No,
even those?
You're too fancy for me.
Oh, really?
Even
Dave, you're like
going
for the Jacks?
Yeah, I'm
those
more
are
like
good
a
too.
Jacks kind
yeah,
of guy.
Jacks are stellar.
I like a Dogtown pizza.
Yeah, St. those Louis are phenomenal. Style. I just got a deal on pizzas yesterday.
Costco?
$5. No, this is at the regular grocery store. $5 for the Gino's stuffed crust, the thick crust pizza,
ooh.
The Chicago style. $5 each. They're normally like 10 or 11.
Wow, that is a good deal.
I know. I killed it.
You're great.
That was amazing.
Wendy's is welcoming back a fan favorite Frosty. So all summer long, they've been selling the Triple Berry Frosty.
Yum.
And they are discontinuing it and replacing it with a classic vanilla Frosty. So it's coming back, everybody. I guess all summer they just had chocolate and Triple Berry. So now Triple Berry is out, vanilla is back in.
I know I've had Frosties, but I can't taste them.
I get that.
Aren't they kind of chalky? Does that
there's something there's
anybody?
Something they're kind of loose.
Yeah, they're like spun almost. They're not as dense as a shake. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're thicker than a milkshake. Like you need to use a spoon.
Okay.
You can't drink them.
Do you guys
not unless you let them melt for a little bit.
Do you like hard serve ice cream or soft serve?
I like soft serve.
I'd rather have
like
it
soft?
Scooped like the, you know, the
hard scoop.
Yes. I'm like that. I mean they're both good, but if I'm choosing.
Ooh, one of my favorite things, even though I do like soft serve, one of my favorite things to watch on TikTok is the Cold Stone Creamery account,
mm-hmm.
where they just mix all the toppings into the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very fun.
Of all of the amazing ice creams, and we have amazing ice creams, and I've had a lot of them. Super expensive. This is exotic. My favorite ice cream of all time is a good solid vanilla with Hershey syrup. That's it.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I think a lot
pretty
of people
good.
Are
simple.
That way.
Is there hard serve?
You mean harder than usual ice cream?
I don't know. You guys were saying, do you like soft serve or the other kind? I didn't know there were
soft
two kinds.
Soft serve is like Dairy Queen.
It's the stuff
soft
you,
serve.
The stuff you shoot out of the machine.
Versus,
the stuff you have to scoop.
Like if you're scooping it and you have to kind of work at it, that's hard serve.
Like it's Baskin Robbins versus Dairy Queen is basically what you're talking about.
Interesting.
Taco Bell is offering a new limited time value meal with the introduction of the new grilled cheese burrito Bell bundle.
Wow.
So for $9.99, now prices may vary, but the typical price is $9.99. You get a grilled cheese burrito, a seasoned beef chalupa supreme,
nice,
a cantina chicken soft taco, an avocado salsa verde sauce packet, cinnamon twists, and a medium fountain drink.
Kevin is very happy.
Man,
do you know the Taco Bell thing about my mom?
No.
When we first got Taco Bell, because I'm old enough that we first got Taco Bell in Wood River.
Right there with you.
And we took her. And we got her a burrito, and she said, I was not born yesterday. I'm not going to fall for this. I don't eat paper.
Wow!
So she thought the tortilla was paper.
Oh, my gosh.
She would just open it and eat the insides out of the burrito. And I'm like, I swear to God, no, like this isn't an elaborate
ruse,
prank or something.
It's bread.
Wow, that's hilarious.
That is funny.
Two more fast food news stories for you guys. Today may be Dave Glover's 60th birthday, but you know, Barbie is turning 65 pretty soon.
Hey, wow. Older woman.
So Krispy Kreme is celebrating with some limited edition donuts, like the Barbie Pink Donut, Barbie's Sweet 65th, Barbie's Berries and Cream, and the Malibu Dream Party Donut.
Does pretty much every girl have a Barbie?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're pretty much destined to receive
Someone's
one.
Someone's
going to
give
some
you one.
Point. Yeah.
Does every girl bite their feet?
No. Thank you for asking.
I like
asking.
To chew on their feet.
There you go. That's my girl.
Yeah, okay. It's very interesting.
I did
texture.
Not. I had hand-me-down Barbies. We don't know where they would have been.
That's
I'm not
point.
Chewing on that.
I probably wouldn't have chewed on a hand-me-down Barbie Mm-mm. either. I did cut my Barbie's hair. It didn't go great. I think I had it in a ponytail and I cut it while it was in the ponytail.
Okay, get this. We just talked about this the other day when Phoebe was home from school. Phoebe did the same thing. She had a bunch of Barbies and a bunch of Monster High were really big for her. And she would cut their hair and put it all in a shoebox.
I'm sorry.
Maureen was
Why?
Like, we were really worried about you. And she was like, I thought I was going to get in trouble. And I just wanted to hide the evidence.
Oh, that's
so I would
so
just
cute.
Stick it all in this shoebox.
Like, that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
And my final story here, Waffle House just introduced a new item, the S'mores Waffles.
Ooh.
So it's a waffle loaded with sweet chocolate chips, gooey marshmallow bites, and crunchy graham cracker clusters all atop a signature Waffle House waffle.
See, this is where you lose me. It kind of goes back to the vanilla ice cream and Hershey syrup thing. I'm a simple man. I'm a simple blacksmith. And I don't like things that taste like other things. Does that make sense? I don't want Red Hot Riblet flavored soda. I like soda. I like Red Hot Riblets. I don't want something to taste like something else.
I get that. Stay in their lane.
Stay in your lane.
Yes.
And I don't like enhanced things, like a s'mores Belgian waffle. Belgian waffles are perfect. I don't need s'mores on top.
They're pretty good, though.
Mm.
Did you put a C in that s'more to s'more?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
It's been a weird segment for pronouncing things, mostly due to me, but I'm glad Dave is adding to the
What
pile.
Was yours? What did you say weird?
I said like pizza, but I said it like pizza.
You said yeah, it was the California pizza.
Pizza kitchen.
Pizza kitchen.
All right.
Listen here, say.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, time to talk to Rick Horton. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Dave, and happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate that. Looking forward to seeing you guys at the booth later on tonight. I gotta give you guys props. I was listening the other night on my way home to you and John, and you're just so good. And I was thinking to myself, I can't believe this is my best friend in the world. What are the chances?
I didn't know you liked John that much. I did not realize.
Well played. Well played. So, Rick, as you well know, it's a weird time in Cardinals Nation because the guys are playing and they're winning series. It's just a little too late. You know what I'm saying? It's frustrating because we're really playing well.
So we're happy, but we're frustrated. I think that's a fair combination of the feelings that we all feel. I think players feel that way. I think the manager feels that way. So it's not, you know, it's just kind of the way it is. And, yeah, I mean, you'd love for the kind of the feeling that we had in May and early June to have continued, but it stopped, and now it's back again. Part of the reason it's back again is Goldie's hitting. And Goldie's, you know, it's been fun to watch him kind of have a resurgence, and I think everybody's following behind that and winning series after series. And at this point, all you can do is win series and hope that somebody falls on their face.
Yeah, and the problem now is, like, the Mets have won 8 of 10, and the Braves have won 6 of 10, and the Cubs have won 7 of 10, although the Cubs are losing to the Yankees. We got to be Yankee fans this weekend for sure, because that's who the Cubs are playing. And, look, the numbers may not be favorable to you, but it's still not time to be like, this is over, right? I mean, when you're five games out, you're still playing like you have a chance.
Yeah, and they are playing like we have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're playing that way, exactly. And I think that the schedule is actually better for the Cardinals. They have a lot of games at home in the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
That's one thing. They're playing teams that have records that are not as good as the teams that they just beat. They've been winning series against teams over 500, all playoff teams. So, you know, will that translate to beating, you know, Seattle and Colorado and then Cincinnati? I don't know. But, I mean, you'd like to think so. You'd like to hope so anyway. And, you know, of course, we'll all find out. But, you know, it's just fun that they're at least they're meaningful games in September.
Yeah, it's been an interesting thing to watch the development of the roster, too. And you know, we've had, if you think about, like, maybe the most important development has been Mason Winn establishing himself as one of the best defensive shortstops, but also a good hitter. You know what I mean? Like, the defense part is awesome and required, but also a good hitter makes him that much more valuable. But there are still, I mean, you know, still on the young guy front, you're like, God, if Gorman and Walker could just settle in, what a difference it does to lengthen that lineup.
Yeah, and you don't want to pin something on a young guy, but I think the Cardinals were pinning hopes on young guys anyway. Yeah. I think fair to say that the expectation is that Walker was going to hit 25 home runs and Gorman was going to hit 30, and they were both going to drive in 70-plus runs. Well, it didn't happen. It just hasn't happened. And so, you know, it doesn't mean it would never happen, and I still believe it will happen, but, you know, I think the hopes were a little bit you know, maybe too far out over our skis a bit, and that's why, you know, the too much pressure on Goldie and Arenado, and then, you know, but the emergence of Alec Burleson and Mason Winn have made it a little bit deeper, and you know, Brendan Donovan's steady, he's always going to be steady, but, you know, just, you know, again, the question is it too much too late?
An interesting question. This is kind of like a half-Dave question. Sorry, Dave, I'm stealing a half-question, but these guys are, I mean, like, it's a common thing now in the major leagues. Guys are arriving at younger ages. That's just happening. It's happening all across the sport. I mean, Nolan Gorman is still only 24 years old, and it feels like he's been around forever. Jordan Walker is still only 22 years old. He could still be in college if he hadn't been drafted by the Cardinals out of high school.
That's right.
So just from your, again, being around the big leagues, being around teammates who probably were 24, 25 when they got their opportunities, how have you watched people develop in different ways? Because there's no singular way that a player, that players come up. Sometimes they take a little time. Sometimes they burst onto the scene and they're amazing. But what's typical to you in your experience? Does it usually take a little bit?
Well, I'm going to go back to something George Kissel, and I like to bring him up. You guys know I like to talk about him. He was the Yoda of baseball knowledge as a Cardinal development guy. And he used to say, I always want guys to fail in the minor leagues, because if they get to the big leagues, it's harder for them to fail and adjust, because they're thinking, maybe I don't belong in the big leagues. So Mason Winn failed in AAA.
He did.
He had a terrible start. He had a terrible, terrible start, and then figured it out, got his new stance, got his new batting technique, and then just took off his first full year as a big leaguer. Well, Jordan Walker didn't fail in the minor leagues, and Nolan Gorman didn't fail in the minor leagues, and I think that may be the most common denominator that you're asking about. Is I've seen guys that never fail to the big leagues, and that is much, much harder for them to make an adjustment. I mean, Jordan Walker's really, and Gorman too, and I get it. They're stubborn about making changes because they've always done it that way. Well, I mean, they're going to have to make adjustments, both of them, and I think they will, but it's understandable that it's taken a little slower because they've never failed before.
Just an interesting thing to watch. I mean, because I can name for you guys, I mean, Aaron Judge was not in the major leagues at 22. He was still in the minor league. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not saying that Jordan Walker is going to be Aaron Judge. It just means, like, we don't have to decide right now whether these guys are going to make it or not.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. I'll see you after a while.
Great to chat with you guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.